DMX posthumous album Exodus is out now. Here's what we think about it. What is steak and eggs? It is not a game.
Meal, steak and eggs.
Steak and eggs.
Steak and egg.
Steak, eggs, tomato.
Steak and eggs.
Steak and eggs.
Yeah.
Steak and eggs.
What is steak and eggs? Follow steak and eggs. Follow steak and eggs. Follow steak and eggs. Follow steak and eggs.
Steak and eggs.
Yeah. Welcome back to Steak and Eggs, man. How y'all doing out there, man? It's been a while. I haven't chopped it up with y'all in so long, man, but I've been missing it. Just taking care of a lot of business. But like you heard in the intro, DMX posthumous album Exodus is out now, man. And it's fire in my opinion. So I'm about to just walk through it. From the intro, that's my dog with the locks, you know what I'm saying? Just getting that whole entire Rough Riders feel influence. You can just hear Swiss Beats' entire influence on the entire album, and that's what I really, really like about it, because Swiss said that the album was going to be called It's Dark and Hell is Hot Again. And that's kind of like the vibe that I was going through with the album, you know what I'm saying? Like, where it kind of does have those old DMX type of vibes to it, especially in the earlier part of the album when it's just head knock, banger after banger. You know, and like I said, you hearing that Swiss Beats influence on all of the production, and just hearing him in the background with the what's and doing the hooks and everything like that, just that entire old Rough Riders feel, man, that made us fall in love with what Rough Riders do. And on the intro, man, just to hear the locks just lace those verses, just, you know, just traditionally how the locks get down and stuff like that. And so that, I thought that that was an ill and perfect way to open up the entire album. Now, my biggest gripe with the album, as much as I love the album, is when you get to Bath Salts. And, you know, Bath Salts was a song that had been previewed almost 5 years ago when Swiss and Jess Blaze had their battle on Hot 97. And the Steak and Eggs Twitter page actually just got suspended for posting that video in remembrance of saying, like, yo, they really need to drop this song, because you thought that Swiss would have dropped the actual track on his last album that had the songs with Young Thug and French Montana and Nas, Echo, and all those. Like, that album was hard, but I felt like that album was missing the Bath Salts songs, because Swiss had previously previewed the song. And if you remember the video, just seeing Busta Rhymes' face just like going crazy. And so, like, you know, a lot of us fans have been waiting for years to finally hear the song, and I just felt like that song didn't really get that chance to be taken advantage of, because just imagine if they would have dropped that song years ago and we would have been able to get the video, you know what I'm saying, really been able to allow that song to really take over the airwaves. I felt like that song had the potential to be a platinum single years ago, because when's the last time have we ever heard Nas, Jay-Z, DMX on a song together? And the original version of Bath Salts had a verse from Jadakiss on there and stuff like that. So we never heard all four of those guys be on the song together, just as hip-hop heavyweights, the kings of hip-hop, especially for NYC and for what we fell in love with hip-hop for, you know what I'm saying? And especially when it comes down to Rockefeller, Rough Riders, you know, Ill Will back in those days and stuff like that. So when we first heard the song years ago, it blew people's minds, but the song never got released. And so when we made the post a few weeks ago, almost a month ago, saying that, you know, this song deserves to be played, I feel like the fans were missing that song and stuff like that, they actually decided to put the song on this album. And, you know, we got flagged for it on some copyright stuff, but that's neither here nor there. I'm just happy that we finally got the song, and I love the song, but I do wish that the song still had the hook, and I still wish that it had Jadakiss's verse on there, but I feel like they took Jadakiss's verse off because of the fact that Kiss was already on the first song, That's My Dog, with the locks and stuff like that. But I would have rather they kept Jadakiss's verse on there, because Jadakiss's verse sounded, man, ridiculous when Swiss first played it. And they changed up the stuff, like, because Swiss said that the song was actually an original Nas song, and so that's why they just like changed it up. But I love how Nas came on saying, "This the bath salt song, everybody act like zombies when it's coming on," you know what I'm saying? But they took that part off. They took the hook with "This That Street Shit, nigga, fuck that weak shit," they took that off too. And so I wish that they probably would have just kept it like that. And that's just really like the smallest gripe I have with the album in general, you know, because like I said, I fell in love with the song when Swiss first played it, you know, and me and the homies were just talking about like, yo, they gotta drop this song, you know what I'm saying? And it's like I said, it's been almost 5 years, and so to get flagged for it because they finally decide to put the song out, you know, that was whack. But at the same time, I'm just appreciative as a fan that we all get to appreciate that song and to hear, you know, Nas, Jay-Z, and DMX on a song for once, and the song is just a banger, you know, and the beat is ridiculous. And so yeah, then you got Dogs Out with Lil Wayne, and you can hear the special delivery slash uproar kind of influence in that song and stuff. But I actually like that song too. Like I said, the beginning parts of the album are, it's turnt, you know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't got no choice but to go crazy and bop your head and probably smash stuff just like a traditional DMX record would sound. So I really credit them for actually doing that. The song Money 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 with Moneybagg Yo was supposed to have featured Pop Smoke, but it didn't have Pop Smoke on the song because Swiss said that the actual Pop Smoke verse was used on another song, so they wanted it to be all the way original. And I know that the song might throw some people off with it being Moneybagg Yo and for him to be having to rap on the type of beat like that, but I actually like it. But I still would have preferred to hear Pop Smoke on the song as well. Hold Me Down with Alicia Keys is just like a traditional DMX record when he gets deep and he starts talking about real life situations and really pulling himself out of turmoil. And you know, one thing I always just loved about DMX, man, just as how much of a hard exterior he has, he's never been afraid to be vulnerable. And I know for a lot of rappers, and especially just like black men in general, we try to have like a major like male bravado and ego to ourselves. But when you get an artist like DMX who's not afraid to be vulnerable, I think we have to appreciate that. And I think that's one of my favorite songs on the album. Skyscrapers with Bono, which had originally had Kanye West on the record as well, but that's a banger too, to hear DMX and Bono on the song. But like I said, the original version had Kanye on the song as well, and that was just as much of a banger as this version is, but it's still a good record. Hood Blues with Griselda, definitely one of my favorite songs. Of course, Griselda is just like killing the game, killing the industry, really bringing back bars, lyrics, really like content, subject matter and stuff like that. And I remember we posted this a video of them making this actual song probably about a month before X had passed away. He went to the studio and was actually in the studio with those guys. So I think that was dope, and that's a great song. Just to hear those bars and those lyrics, man. And I just love hearing X just in his bag on the entire album, man, and just like, you know, still providing that energy, still providing that hunger. And I like at the end of Hood Blues when he's saying like, "I ain't 50 years old for nothing," like, you know what I'm saying, "I ain't 50 years old for nothing, we really out here," you know what I'm saying? And you know, Take Control with Snoop Dogg is one of my favorite records. I love the the sample of, you know, the Marvin Gaye sample, just typical, like it sounds like a song that Snoop Dogg would do, and it's just a banger. I feel like, you know, I really like that, what they talking about as far as dealing with a woman and everything like that. And I guess that's the song that they had made after they did their versus battle, in which there was still an incredible versus and one of my favorite ones. But that's a banger, definitely. Walking in the Rain with his son Exodus on there, with Nas. I really, really love Nas's verse. Man, that's a great song as well. And then the letter to my son, you know, that he wrote for his son and stuff like that, really just breaking down, you know, just his relationship with his son, watching him grow up, telling him, like, you know, you have other brothers and sisters out here, and it just is what it is. I know you didn't like my drug addiction and everything like that, but you still my baby boy. I really, really love that song. And with me being the dad, it really kind of like got me in my feelings a little bit, you know what I'm saying? And then the prayer at the end is just typical DMX. I really just love the album, man. I would definitely give the album a 9 out of 10, 10 out of 10, really. I love how short it is. They didn't overdo it. They really got straight to the point with the album. Like I said, I really just love just like the bars, the subject matter. You know, they just made a lot of bangers, a lot of good music. And yeah, man, I really don't have a problem with it. Tell me how y'all feel about it. Drop it in the comments how y'all feel about it, if it's still in y'all rotation. Another thing about the Bath Salt song is that I could tell that Nas probably added more onto his verse. But other than that, man, I really just think that it's all around great project. And when you get posthumous albums, you know, and especially for a presence such as DMX, it's kind of hard to believe that he's passed away. So I'm very happy that we got to live with this album. And I know that there's more DMX music out there somewhere that eventually they'll, you know, probably put out. But for this to be an album to, you know, come out after his death, I just really feel like this is one of the better posthumous albums that I've ever heard. And that, you know, it could be my bias just of being a DMX fan, but I'm also just a fan of hip hop in general and of music in general. And I really feel like they did a good job with this album. And yeah, man. So, you know, that's my DMX album review, man, of Exodus, man. If you haven't listened to it yet, go stream that. Go check it out. My brother and I talked about it. Me and the homies talked about it, and we all love it. And yeah, man, I don't have any big major issues with it or problems with it, man. It's an all-around solid project that I feel like will live on forever in remembrance of X. RIP DMX, long live DMX, Rough Riders for life, man, and we out.